Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah says, V'nasati shalom ba'aret, says Rashi, quoting a medrash. Shema Tomru, maybe you'll say, Harei Maichel v'Harei Mishte, the land of Eretz Yisrael is so wonderful, I have what to eat, I have what to drink. However, you'll say, Im ein shalom ein klum. If you don't have shalom, all of that is worth nothing. So you can have an enjoyable life, but if you don't know how to have shalom, a peaceful atmosphere in your life, then all of the delicacies, all of the enjoyment, all of the pleasures in the world are really worth nothing at all. That is what Rashi quotes from the name of Chazal in Parshas Bechukosai. And the truth is, we have a Mishnah where we're told the following. Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, L'matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha liYisrael, ela hashalom. The kli, the receptacle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Jewish people is shalom. Shenemar Hashem oz la'amo yitein Hashem yivarech es amo ba'shalom. So Rav Asher Weiss once explained to me, what does it mean, the kli machzik bracha liYisrael? So he told me perhaps what it means is, if you have a person who, let's say, goes to a supermarket and wants to buy oil, you have a person who goes to a supermarket and wants to buy flour, or whatever it is that you want to purchase. If the bag is ripped, then all the flour is going to fall out by the time you get home. If there's a puncture in this bottle of oil, by the time you get home, everything's going to fall out. So the first thing that you need to make sure to do is to find a receptacle, to find a kli that is whole, that is able to hold whatever it is that you want to bring home with you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the very same. He wants to give us so many wonderful things in our lives. Lo matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha liYisrael. What is the receptacle that allows the Jewish people to have all of the blessings in life? That is the underlying gift of shalom. If you have that, then you have the kli, which is able to hold everything else inside of it. But if that is lacking, if we do not have unity, if we do not have peaceful understandings between our relationships with others, then we really cannot have anything. And then he told me that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, he pointed it out to me, but you look in the Rambam and you see it explicitly, where he says in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Dalet, Hayi Lufanav Ner Besov Ner Chanukah. The Rambam here is quoting a Gemara Masechta Shabbos. What if I have Ner Beso and Ner Chanukah? I have to light both the Neris of Chanukah, but I have to light the candles for Shabbos. So says the Rambam, in such a case, we would tell you Ner Beso Kodim. You should light the Shabbos candles and forget about Chanukah. But what do you mean forget about Chanukah? Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa, and we have Mahadrim and Amahadrim, and we go so far out of our way to make sure everybody has the oil and the wicks to light the Neris Chanukah wherever they may live. So what do you mean? You overlook the Neris Chanukah and you light the Neris Shabbos? How can that be? Says the Rambam, because the point of lighting Neris Shabbos is Mishum Shalom Beso. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't fight with our wives, but my father always explained it to us. Shalom Bayis there in that context means we should have a peaceful atmosphere in the house. Imagine if you have no lights on the whole Shabbos. People are going to be tripping over each other and you're going to break things. This one's going to get upset and the other one's going to get angry. That's what it means. Mishum Shalom Bayis. That's why we light the Chanukah candles. Says the Rambam, if you have an option to either light Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles, you will choose the Shabbos candles, Mishum Shalom Bayis. But now the Rambam adds something that the Gemara doesn't say. And the Rambam says, Gadol HaShalom. When we talk about this dilemma, this conflict of either lighting Neris Shabbos or Neris Chanukah, when I do not have enough wicks to light both, says the Rambam, the reason why we choose Neris Shabbos is because Gadol HaShalom. Shekol HaTorah Nitna Laso Shalom Ba'olam. The Rambam writes poetically that the entire Torah was given in order to bring about shalom in the world. And the Rambam says, how do I know that to be the case? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Derachea Darchei Noam V'chol Nesivoseha Shalom. And therefore the Rambam teaches us that this really is the linchpin. This is really what the objective of all of Torah was for and all about, is just to get us to that point of being in a place of shalom. That's what Torah is meant to teach all of us, and that really is the way we're all supposed to be living our lives. The Torah is meant to be an experience of Derachea Darchei Noam V'chol Nesivoseha Shalom. I mention this because in this week's Parsha in Chutz La'aretz, we read Parshas Naso. We haven't yet caught up with Eretz Yisrael. So here in Chutz La'aretz, we read Parshas Naso. And in Parshas Naso, among the many wonderful things that are spoken about with the Chanukah Sanasiyim and everything else that takes place, we have Aaron HaKohen is told to go and do the Birchas Kohanim. Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha. Yar Hashem Pana Be'lecha V'chuneka. Yisa Hashem Pana Be'lecha V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. So many Mefarshim ask, if the Kohanim are instructed to give the bracha to the entire Jewish people, why do we find that the psukim are mentioned B'lashon Yachid? V'samu Eshmi Al B'nei Yisrael V'ani Avarchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, please take these three brachos and give them over to my Jewish people. And in fact, we know you're not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim without a minion. So you can never do it b'yechidus. It always has to be done with a tzibur. And yet, it's so strange when you read the psukim that they're written b'lashon yachid. Why does it say, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmarecha? Yar Hashem panav eilecha to you. It should be aleichem. So explain some of the mefarshim. The reason why is because the same way we find by Kabbalah HaTorah, Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged ahar. What does it mean, says Rashi, when we find also in the singular conjugation that the Jewish community as a whole were Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged ahar, says Rashi, Ki isha chad belevecha, that we were all united, we were in a situation of shalom, that is when the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to give us the Torah. And therefore, say some of the mefarshim, that is why we find this over here as well. Because the final bracha of the Birchas Kohanim is V'yaseim lecha shalom. And that means the only way we can have that bracha, the only way we can be zochet to all of the wonderful blessings that are encompassed in the Birchas Kohanim is if we understand that it has to be Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, that as a community you're all going to be spoken to b'lashon yachid because you all live a life of lashon yachid. In fact, this is why the Kohanim say Levarech es Amo Yisrael be'ahava. I shouldn't say this is why. This is perhaps a reason, a remez behind why they bless the Jewish people be'ahava, because that is a prerequisite for the Birchas Kohanim to actually work, is we need to feel the sense of Abba. We need to understand that we are all Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha b'lashon yachid, and we are not a fragmented community. It is no surprise that in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, when the Mechaber goes through all of the different rules of Birchas Kohanim, and you'll be surprised that there are so many different halachos for such a simple act of Kohanim giving a bracha, but yet, there the Mechaber writes that after the Kohanim finish giving the Birchas Kohanim, they're not allowed to turn their backs away from the Tzibur until the Chazan starts Sim Shalom. Why does the Shulchan Aruch add that in? And I believe it's not a coincidence, because Sim Shalom Tovu Uvracha is so much an integral part of what the Birchas Kohanim tells us. Sim Shalom, that the Chazan says, is the response to everything the Kohanim just told us. They just gave us a bracha, and the culmination of all those blessings is V'yasim Lecha Shalom. Ein HaKohanim Rashayim Lachzor Peneim. They're not allowed to turn their faces back around because their job is not done until we start saying Sim Shalom and we understand and incorporate the lesson of everything they taught us into the tefillah that we're about to say. And therefore, perhaps the Mechaber writes in Simen Kuf Chav Ches that is a reason why we need to wait in order to say the culmination of the Birchas Kohanim. We need to first make sure that we also mention Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha. So there's a very, very fascinating Medrash. And the Medrash tells us, which, by the way, the Medrash in Parshas Naso writes, Gadol hu ha-shalom. How do I know that shalom is so great? She'ein chosem bebirchos kohanim ela shalom. Because the culmination of the bracha that the kohanim give us, you always save the best for the last. So the Medrash writes that the culmination of all the great brachos that the kohanim give to the Jewish people is v'yaseim lecha shalom. And therefore, says the Medrash, this really is the greatest part of the birchos kohanim that we are given whenever we get that bracha from the graciousness of the Kohanim who give it to us. So there's a very strange Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. And many say that it's a Medrash Pliya. It's very hard to understand exactly what the Medrash means, but I saw an amazing interpretation in the Sefer of the Reisha Rav. Rabbi Aaron Levine, who was actually a family member of ours, he's a cousin of my father. So my father gave me some of his Svarim, and he has a very beautiful interpretation of this Medrash, where he writes, the Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabbah, Meheichan Zachu Yisrael Abirchas Kohanim. What merit did we have to be given the Birchas Kohanim? Says the Medrash, three opinions. And perhaps these three opinions, the Reisha Rav says, maybe they're not disagreeing with each other, but let's listen carefully. How do we know? Why were we zocha to get the Birchas Kohanim? Number one, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me'avram. The reason why we are deserving of Birchas Kohanim is because of Avram Avinu. What does that have to do with Avram Avinu? Because by Avram Avinu we're told, Kol Yezaracha. And by the Birchas Kohanim it says, Kosa Baruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael. So because it says, Ko Yezaracha, the word Ko, and over here it says, Kosa Baruch Hu, therefore it means that we have a right to the Birchas Kohanim because of Avram Avinu. Okay, the Medrash then goes further. Rav Nechemya Amar, no, the reason why we have it is because Yitzchak, Shenemar, because it says, by Yitzchak Avinu, by the Akedah, V'ani V'hanar Nelcha Ad Ko. So therefore, by Yitzchak Avinu, it says the word Ko, and over here it says, Ko Sivarcha is B'nai Yisrael, and therefore that means the reason why we have the right to the Birchas Kohanim is as a result of the great ancestor Yitzchak that came way before our times. And finally, says the Medrash, perhaps the reason why we deserve the Berachas Kohanim is because of Yaakov Avinu. As the Torah says, Ko Somar LeBeis Yaakov. And because it says the word Ko by Yaakov Avinu, therefore we learn that we also have the right by Ko Sevarchu to accept the blessings of the Kohanim. It's a Medrash Pliya. It doesn't really make so much sense to us on face value. How do you understand just because Avram Avinu, somewhere the Torah said the word Ko, Yitzchak Avinu, it says the word Ko, Yaakov Avinu, it says the word Ko, therefore we have a right to get the Birchas Kohanim as a result of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? How do you understand what the Medrash comes to teach us here? Explains the Reish Rav so beautifully. The answer can be explained in the following way. And he says that the culmination, like the Medrash says, of the Birchas Kohanim, what it all comes down to, the climax, you save the best for the last, is Ein chosim beberchas kohanim ela shalom. We end off the berchas kohanim with v'yasem lecha shalom, and that shows that really the ultimate blessing to anybody is that you should be given the gift of peace in your house. And that, says the Reish Rav, is the key to understanding this medrash. Because he says, what are the components for a society to actually be blessed with shalom? What do we need as individuals to really have peace in our lives? Peace with our spouses, peace with our children, peace with our friends and our neighbors and our parents and our grandparents and all the members of our community. How can we ensure that we will really be able to engender a feeling of shalom in all the relationships that we have? Argues the Reish Rav, Rav Aaron Levine, perhaps it is dependent on three critical components. And each one of those, he argues, is representative of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's very easy to understand this once you hear it. Number one, he says, the first way to attain and to really engender a sense of shalom in the community is if a person develops a sense of generosity, a sense of giving. If you're always going to be giving to others, you're always going to be opening your heart and your mind and your feelings to other people, obviously that is a way to engage them in the most positive way. That is the greatest way to win friends, to influence people, to really be able to have a relationship with others, is if you're always going to be a person who is a giver, not just a giver with our money, but a giver in spirit, a person who is a generous kind of individual. And that, he says, is something that is mentioned in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Marbe tzedakah, marbe shalom, says the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, the more tzedakah I give, the more peace I bring into the world. Why should that be an equation? Why do you say the more tzedakah I give, the more peace that is brought to the world? Says Rav Aaron Levine, it's very simple. Because it doesn't just mean the tzedakah I give, the money I give out to others, but it means to teach us the generosity of spirit, the generosity of heart, the kind of person that I am. The more I give in that kind of way to others, the more shalom that is engendered in the community as a whole. Number two, he says, a second critical component to be a person who brings about shalom in a community or in a family is if you are noach lirtzos, if you just let things slide. If you're always going to stand on ceremony and you always need to be right, and whatever happens to you, you hold that grudge on forever, says the Reish Rav, how can you ever think that shalom is going to result from that kind of attitude, from that kind of perspective? Haven't we all seen when you have family members who fight with each other all because each one of them needs to be right and nobody wants to give in? You will never get to a sense of shalom until somebody is willing to back down. Until somebody understands, I have to be noach lirtzos, I just need to let it slide, I need to let it go, and yes, maybe the person did something terrible to me, and maybe they deserve to be hated, but if I don't let it slide, this situation will never straighten itself out. The situation will never change at all. That, he says, is component number two, that we need to engender a feeling of being noach lirtzos. I need to just allow things once in a while to slide. It doesn't mean that I'm always being taken advantage of, but it means allowing that other people who I live with, sometimes people do things wrong to me. Sometimes they slight me monetarily, sometimes they slight me personally, emotionally, whatever it might be, but you have to learn to just let things go. And number three, he says, you have to be a dover emes bilavavo uvilashono. You have to be a person who is honest and sincere. How many people have you met and you thought they were one way, and then as life goes on, you get to know them a little bit better and you see there's so much more behind there that they were so dishonest about. You get to know their families a little better and you see, hey, they're not really the kind of friend that I thought they were, and it's just a very dishonest, distorted picture that you have of them. That's not a way to engender a sense of shalom in a community at all, because at some point when your friends start to realize that, they're going to distance themselves from you. When they see what kind of life you're actually living behind closed doors, they don't want to have anything to do with you because they don't know what else you're hiding. If you are an honest and authentic, sincere person, That is the third way of bringing about shalom into the world. Listen to how the Reish HaRav translates this into explaining our Medrash. Number one, he says, it's obvious to explain, Avraham Avinu, Midas HaChesed. He was all about generosity of spirit. He invited people into his home who he never met before, who he didn't care for at all. And yet Avraham Avinu, even on the third day to his Mila, he's an old man already, he's in pain. He goes outside, he's looking around for people. That was his whole essence. That's what Avraham Avinu was all about. That is a ingredient, number one, to bring shalom into the world. Number two, he brings us to a story of Yitzchak Avinu. When you read through the Psukim about Yitzchak, we don't have such a description of all the experiences in the lifetime of Yitzchak Avinu. Very cryptic stories that we have, but one of them that we find is Yitzchak moves to a community, he opens up a bunch of businesses, he digs wells, everything is extremely successful, Mea Sha'arim, which is why it's referred to as Mea Sha'arim today, it's named after Yitzchak Avinu's story in Chumash, and we find he has so much success to the point that everybody's living off of this new business venture, everybody's gaining from that which Yitzchak Avinu created, and then they turn around and they throw it back in his face. And they get angry at him and they throw him out of town. And the kinah that started just as a jealousy of this rich man who's doing so well, all of a sudden it turns into a sinah. And Avimelech says, get out of town, we can't have you here, you're destroying everything. Even though he's the one who brought the economy to a place that was a positive place. But they hated Yitzchak Avinu. And what does he do? Just moves out. Doesn't say a word. No problem. A few months go by, all of a sudden Avimelech realizes, I really made a mistake. Our economy is plummeting. Nobody has a parnas anymore. We got rid of the richest guy in the world who was able to bring everybody up and take care of the whole town. Why did I do that? So he goes back and he says, Yitzchak Avinu, please, would you mind moving back? Could we make business again? Yitzchak had every right to say, go fly a kite. Look what you did to me. I was doing so well. I built my whole house here. I built the business. I built the economy. I let everyone benefit from what I had. And now you threw me out. Now you want me back? Yitzchak was a person who was noach lirtzus. That's one of the only stories that the Chumash shares with us about the lifetime of Yitzchak Avinu. We know about the Akedah, but we don't know so much more. And he says, number two, that is what the Medrash writes. And number three, he says, Titen Emes LeYaakov, Yaakov Avinu stood for the Midas HaEmes. Says the Reish HaRav, if you want to understand this Medrash, the Medrash, as we started, writes, Mipnei Ma Zachu Yisrael LeBerchas Kohanim. Why do the Jewish people merit the Berchas Kohanim? Writes the Reish HaRav, what it means is, how will we engender this ultimate bracha of Yaseim Lecha Shalom? The answer is follow in the ways of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Number one, Avram, the Midas HaChesed, always having a generous spirit and a generous heart, always thinking about tzedakah. Number two, he writes, following in the ways of Yitzchak Avinu, which means that we have to be noach lirtzos, allow things to slide. Yes, people slighted us in life, but that's not a way to live life if you're always going to hold that grudge and be angry at others. And number three, he says, Yaakov Avinu, titein emes liYaakov. You have to be an honest, authentic person. A person who other people can rely on, who what they see is really what they get. Who when they talk to you, they know that you're a real person. They know who they're talking to. They know what they're going to get out of the relationship. And there are going to be no surprises later on. That is what the Medrash means, perhaps, when it says, Kosev Archu as B'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. If we are successful in making all three of those components, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very easy for him to give us the bracha in return of Yaseim Lecha Shalom.